turf, shrubs, and herbaceous plants submerged by floodwaters last month are unlikely to survive, according to LSU Ag Center horticulturist Dan Gill. He says plant roots get the oxygen they need from air spaces in the soil, but in a flood, roots are deprived of the oxygen and may drown.
When the roots are deprived of oxygen, they actually begin to shut down and stop working. And so that means the plants begin to lose the ability to absorb the water, even though there's water in the soil. And this can lead to death. It can also lead to root rot. Root rot's a really big issue.
Gill says now is the time to carefully assess flood-affected landscapes. He says shrubs that show no green tissue below the bark when scratched and have no growth shoots are probably dead. He recommends resodding to replace grass.
And I know that's expensive. I know it's labor-intensive. But when you resod, you have an instant new lawn. You don't have to worry about weeds coming up with the way you do with seeds or birds eating the seeds, or the seeds washing away.
Gill says he learned a lot in the aftermath of Katrina. He encourages heavy equipment operators to carefully move around trees to minimize damage. He says many trees that survived Katrina floodwaters were ultimately destroyed by bulldozers in the cleanup. The magnolia is the one tree that is most vulnerable to floodwaters. He says other tree species should be okay.